The tweet you sent out about migrant releases from the Border Patrol, where did you get the information? Did it come from the Border Patrol itself?
It did. The city of Yuma and Yuma sector has had a strong relationship over the past that when there are community critical issues, they are communicated so that, you know, when surprised, that appropriate resources can be addressed if possible. So this is similar to the way we operated ever since I've gotten office.
What have been the number of migrants released into Yuma and San Luis so far?
The first day, there were about 20. The next day, I think there were just a handful, two to four, somewhere in that range. And then today, we expect probably about a dozen.
Does it appear that the migrants being released could return us to something at least approaching what we saw in 2019?
We're not at 2019 levels, but the situations have changed dramatically. With COVID, we have greater concerns about, you know, the spread of that, as well as the resources that are currently strained in our community and how that's going to be impacted if there are more cases brought in. We also have depleted resources from our nonprofits. So while last time we relied heavily upon our nonprofits, we don't have those capabilities this time in order to effectuate, you know, a smooth transition like we did with the temporary migrant shelter last time.
What's changed at the border that migrants are crossing again? And is this likely to be a long-term situation?
There's been changes like the removal of the Migrant Protection Protocol program, the Stay at Mexico program, which will bring more people back into the United States in a very short order. So at this point, no one has any numbers, so it makes it very difficult to plan. However, the indication we're getting at this point is we need to be prepared for a longer term.
In your tweet, you said that you've been having communications in order to try to come up with a plan to deal with the releases. Can we wind up using the playbook from 2019?
Yeah, 2019 is not going to work. We don't have the resources in the nonprofits. For instance, Salvation Army has sold the building. We use the actual shelter. I know revenues for most of our nonprofits are significantly down because of fundraisers not being able to be held. So COVID's had a big impact from there, as well as just the processing through Border Patrol is impacted by COVID. Their numbers on what they're allowed to hold for their health and safety capacity is dramatically lower than in 2019. So the playbook in 19 is not going to be able to be utilized. I've spoken to the governor's office as well as those senators' offices, and they're advocating at the federal level. I've been working with the sheriff and our local law enforcement here in the city to make sure that we know how things are progressing, because we're going to potentially end up with a huge humanitarian issue if there's a lot of people every day adding to the numbers of those that are essentially without resources, without shelter, without the ability to get to their ultimate destination.
As the mayor mentioned, they'll eventually be heading to relatives and friends, maybe across the country, as they wait for the results of their asylum requests. The mayor's hopeful of being able to get them to migrant shelters in Phoenix and Tucson. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.